Back in our community, it is holiday season. A lot of holiday stuff happening downtown, including, you may notice it downtown, a holiday window display contest. And joining us now to talk about that and many other things from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, wearing a very festive holiday sweater, Mr. Bobby Funk. Thanks for joining us today.
Let me actually
turn on your mic. Bobby Funk, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
There we go. All right. So let's start with the holiday window display contest. So people might have been noticing this downtown already. What's going on?
Yeah. So this is, I believe, the third year that we've been doing it in the current iteration. There's been window display contests in the past downtown, but we've been running this new version of it for a couple years now, 3 years now, I guess. We've got over a dozen participating businesses. So come on down on to Franklin Street and check out all the great displays.
Awesome.
We've had, I believe, a little over 1,000 votes cast so far in the contest. You can do your voting once a day at downtownchapelhill.com/holidaywindows.
Cool.
Holiday windows, or you can check it out on our social media.
So what are some of the highlights?
The brand new Franklin Street Yoga Boutique.
All right.
In the courtyard on West Franklin Street, I believe, is the current leader.
Okay.
Beautiful display, and if you haven't checked out their space, it's great. Every imaginable yoga item you can imagine. You can also check out Blue Teak. I believe they're mm-hmm. One of the top vote getters right now on West Franklin Street for all your ladies in your life for shopping.
Very cool.
And there's several others that are hanging tough as well.
Awesome. So how long is this going to be going on until?
It's going to be going on until December 23rd at 5 p.m., I believe, I think is the deadline.
That's a Friday this year, right?
That's right,
so
yeah.
End of next week, Friday, head downtown between now and then and check out all of the holiday displays. 12 of them, you said, or 15?
I think it's 12 or 13, something
okay.
like that.
Okay, yeah. So a whole bunch of holiday window displays downtown. Check them out and then vote online downtownchapelhill.com/holidaywindows. And cast your ballot. And again, you can vote once a day. So awesome opportunity there, and check out all the cool stuff downtown. So let's talk about other downtown partnership things. That's what's going on for the holiday season. But obviously, Downtown Partnership does stuff all year round, including a bunch of different grants for various organizations, companies, projects, promotions, initiatives.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
Absolutely. We're always excited to promote our grant programs at the Downtown Partnership. We have several different grants available for downtown businesses, including facade grants for those who are looking to reinvest in their property and make some improvements to their space. We've had several come through this year. We just granted the Varsity Theater a facade grant to make some improvements to their windows that had been kind of deteriorating. A lot of our buildings, as you know, are somewhat old and need some upgrades every once in a while. So we can help the businesses reinvest in themselves.
Awesome. And we've got a new sign ordinance in Chapel Hill.
We
so
do,
this
yes.
kind of relates to that as well.
Yeah,
right?
And you can see some of the changes after the sign ordinance. Some of you may or may not know that we have a Google office downtown,
mm-hmm.
and following our approval of the new sign ordinance, Google got a sign on their building.
So very specific sign ordinance. It just said Google can advertise.
Yeah, it's not. There's nothing that says anything about Google necessarily in the ordinance, but the sign ordinance does change a few things and made it so signs could be placed a little bit higher on buildings, which is something that Google was interested in doing for their space. You can also check out some of the other new signs that have come up since then, including Top of the Hill has done some new facade work on their space, and their distillery on West Franklin Street has a great new sign on the side of their building there.
And just sort of liberalizing the law to make signs a little bit more visible and bigger, right?
Yeah, a little bit. It was a long process with a lot of input, and I think we came out with a really good outcome.
Awesome. Speaking with Bobby Funk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com is the website. Check it out for a whole bunch of different events, and again, you can vote in the holiday window display contest, a whole lot of other stuff going on downtown as well. So what else is going on?
Well, as you may probably know, every December during the holiday season, we work with the town to provide free parking all weekend long,
mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday. Sundays are always free parking in downtown, but in December, we offer free parking on Saturdays as well, so you can get your holiday shopping done. So come on down and check things out.
It's kind of weird to be promoting that last week, because we had the holiday parade coming up, so it was like, oh, free parking downtown on Saturdays, but not between 8 a.m. and noon, because there's a parade going on.
Sure.
So wait until afternoon, and then park free downtown on Saturdays.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's really cool. The holiday parade's a great thing to always come check out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're excited about some projects we have going on. We're currently wrapping up a little study of our wayfinding downtown to help visitors get around and find where they're going, essentially. So just taking a look at the wayfinding that we currently have and making sure that all of our communication to visitors is clear and helps people get to where they're going.
So wayfinding would be sort of signage on the roads, basically?
Yeah, directional signage, pointing people towards parking and looking for any ways, if necessary, to make that process cleaner for somebody who doesn't know our community as well as, you know, someone like you or I who spends a lot of time here.
And definitely people like you and I who have those secret parking spots that we don't tell anyone about. So so for people finding public parking downtown, obviously, is a big one there. And especially in some of those, you know, lots you drive on Rosemary Street and you see four parking lots in a row and two of them are public and two of them are private. Yeah. You need to know which is which.
Yeah, we have a lot of public accessible parking downtown. But we need to make sure that we convey that to everybody.
What about pedestrian wayfinding? I know one of the really cool things that Chapel Hill has done recently, and it sort of started at kind of an ad hoc thing during like Festifall or things like that, where we had a whole bunch of pedestrians downtown, and then, oh, this is a really good idea. We should leave up these signs for people who are just walking on the sidewalks where they can go.
Yeah, that was a really fun program that we worked with several different partners in the community on. To basically point people as they're walking around downtown to different destinations and give them kind of loose guidelines of how long it's going to take for them to walk there. It encourages people to walk the community and really expresses how easy it is to get from place to place downtown.
So, again, speaking with Bobby Funk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com is their website. Find out a lot more there. And before we let you go, what's coming up in 2017 that people need to know about? I know we've got some construction projects on Franklin and Rosemary still ongoing. What else?
Yeah, we're excited about the projects that are happening right now. Hopefully some new things to announce shortly. But as you can probably see, if you've been downtown recently, there's lots and lots of cranes up in the air. The crane for the new hotel on Rosemary Street was installed this past month, and progress is moving smoothly there. And then, of course, the biggest project in downtown is the Carolina Square project, which is also on schedule for early phase completion, I believe, in July of 2017. I believe that's still on track.
Yeah, so we're going to see some of that stuff opening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
And from what I understand, leasing for the housing at Carolina Square is going really well as well.
That's really
going
to transform. Like that whole, I mean, we talked about this way back when, what year was it? 2010, 2011, when 140 West was, when they were tearing up that parking lot and doing the groundbreaking on 140 West. There was so much excitement. Like, we're going to have this thing here. We're going to have completely redone University Square. We're going to turn it into something else. And that whole area is just going to be just a complete sea change from the way it was.
Yeah. It's a major difference. Really connecting the different parts of downtown in a meaningful way.
All right. Well, again, downtownchapelhill.com is the website, so check that out. Bobby Funk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Aaron.